Supply base analysis. A supply base analysis involves using a spend analysis to determine what categories would provide the greatest room for optimization and then conducting supply-based market research to better understand the nuances of the given categories being analyzed. Spend analysis. A spend analysis is a review of all purchases that the organization makes during a period. It is typically a retroactive review of the prior year. The process can include assessing whether the amounts paid resulted in the right amount of goods and services. For example, records are accurate, which is important for financial compliance, which suppliers got more of the spend than others, whether classifications such as preferred suppliers were honored, whether departments adhered to their budgets, and whether some different way of consolidating spending with various suppliers would reduce total marketing spend. Data preparation is key to a spend analysis. This includes consolidating supplier databases, perhaps across different business units or acquired organizations, reviewing the database for duplicates or other issues to be corrected, and ensuring that category and subcategory descriptors for suppliers are correctly assigned. The supplier list is sorted by category, and from there the list is sorted from highest to lowest amount of spend to find the total spend by category. Note that this is often done in a spreadsheet, and tools such as a pivot table function can enable sorting both by category and category spend. These data can be used to create a Pareto chart which ranks the top spending categories from highest to lowest, as shown in Exhibit 3-11. This process helps sort out the vital few categories, such as the top 10 spending categories, from the trivial many. Some of the lower categories might be grouped together in an other category. Even a small improvement in how one of the top categories is managed can result in significant savings. Improvements in lower spending areas will not generate the same bottom-line impact. Exhibit 3-11, Pareto Analysis of Spend by Category, Thousands. Another useful Pareto analysis is to sort the data so that the analysis ranks categories from the most suppliers per category to the least. This analysis can reveal areas where the most benefit can be had from a supplier right-sizing review. Focusing on reducing suppliers in categories with the most suppliers can reduce administrative costs and enable getting price discounts for giving other suppliers more business. A third Pareto analysis is to sort the data so it shows the average spend per supplier by category, but this time the ranking should be from lowest to highest average spend. This is because the vital few to manage are the categories that have low average spend per supplier. This will complement the prior analysis by showing categories that could benefit from increasing the volume of business per supplier and/or consolidation of suppliers. The results of the spend analysis can be used for supply plan refinement, such as by determining which categories need a prioritized review. Focusing improvements on areas that can return the most savings while maintaining acceptable levels in other criteria such as quality and risk will provide the most value for the investment. Supply-based market research. Supply-based market research starts by gathering internal information on projected demand for the categories being analyzed. This starts with demand forecasts for the products or services that use the given categories. Be sure to consult with internal stakeholders regarding new product introductions or other new sources of demand for the category. The data on demand for end units then needs to be translated into demand for the given supply category. Next, existing suppliers in the category are reviewed. This includes data from the spend analysis, such as total annual purchase volume from a supplier, what percentage of the category spend this is, and other details, such as the percentage of business unit spending this represents. Other data on the supplier may be located in the Supplier Relationship Management Database. Once the researchers understand historical demand from the prior year, forecast demand for the upcoming year, and how well a given supplier has performed, it is time to start interviewing key supplier representatives, who are often the best sources of market research. This should include salespersons, line managers, and even their purchasing staff. Determine the degree of capacity they could commit in the next year, and also ask them about the state of their market. Supply-based market research also requires looking at the external market to determine what other suppliers are out there, to validate information on existing suppliers, and to better understand market conditions such as commodity price trends, technology trends, or upcoming regulatory changes. Sources of external information could come from an expert supplier or consultant who knows the category well. Networking can also reveal additional experts to consult. Published research can be purchased or could be publicly available if from a government source. Trade journals, supplier annual reports, textbooks, trade conferences, and internet research are also useful. It is important to determine whether such sources of information are too dated to be useful. Finding great sources of market intelligence can convey a competitive advantage and so could be worth a significant investment, such as by commissioning a new study from a trusted market research firm. The key is to get corroboration on any market predictions from multiple sources. Decisions on sourcing can require significant investment, so it is important to get ample justification to support a given set of assumptions. It is also important to determine what information is the most important to present to decision makers and present just that information in an easily digestible format, such as a slideshow or a dashboard.